This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I have a really bad Australian accent. I love it though. I love this.
I think it's because I'm so worldly that Everywhere just seems like everywhere.
Yes, to me, it's the most charming for sure.
It's charming.
It's the most charming. Keith, do you watch Keith and Kim?
Keith and Kim.
It's like look at me.
But they're both.
Look at me. That's my trigger for Australian is the look at me.
Look at me. Bogan, right?
She's a right bogan.
Yeah, bargain.
Like kind of country.
Right.
I tried to do it when Iggy was here. I tried to do the accent for her, and she was like,
she's just offended.
Is she Australian?
Right.
Her name is Iggy Australia.
Oh, Igloo Australia.
Yes, Igloo Australia.
Did you know that she got her stage name from? She did the drag queen thing of her pet in the street she grew up on. Her first animal was Iggy, and her street is Azalea, the street her family still lives on.
That's great. That's really touching and charming.
What would your drag name have been?
It was Pet,
and then your pig cock slave name. Your fucking pig cock slave name, honey. Shove that big fucking pig cock right in that hole, honey. Oh, honey, my hole.
It's like Chestnut Lassie.
Nico Bergeron.
Oh. Sliding down the greasy pole.
Yeah, weird, right? I feel like that's a
Nico? Nico?
Yeah,
Bergeron. Nico was the street name, and what was?
No, Nico is the pet.
Oh, is pet first?
And then street name.
Nico Bergeron.
What would yours be, Gigi? Of course, we have Gigi Good here today,
Gigi,
by the way.
Good. Listen, from good the morning. Legendary House of Good.
Get
good
into morning. It. She's from the legendary House of Good.
Good morning, good morning.
What was that? Good morning, good
look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
I'm Celine. When I'm Celine. There's a paedophile in the school.
Peter, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pete, I think my name would have been Tonka Winslow.
Tonka Winslow.
We had a dog named Tonka growing up after the truck. It was my brother's choice, and we had to. My dad gave him away when we moved without telling us.
Oh.
So if this was Drag Race, I would try to bring that back to how it hurt you and it affected your drag today.
Yeah. What would little Tonka have to say?
That's just where all my references come from.
What would you say
to
little Tonka?
Little Tonka, I'm sorry.
We love you. We're going to get
love
rid of you.
Sorry, my dad sold you to Bob the Plumber.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
You're right, babes.
You're right.
Do you think, you guys like the UK Drag Race, huh?
Love.
Love it.
Love.
Love.
Mm-hmm. Love.
Ginny Lemon. Ginny Lemon had me on the Croc website the other day seeing if they have pink Crocs.
Uh-huh.
They don't.
Okay.
They do have yellow for men and they do have white, but they don't have pink.
Do you think they have like a Santee Alley of the UK?
Oh.
Because I mean.
Manchester.
You know, the platform Crocs are like Balenciaga originally. Right. But I don't know. Something's telling me she's not wearing Balenciaga Crocs.
Something's telling me the same thing.
So, and that's the only place you can get those knockoffs of Santee Alley.
She had platform Crocs?
For the promo she did.
Oh, the promo. That's right. Yeah, in yellow.
Maybe they gave her a pair.
Maybe
I need to reach out.
Who knows? Yeah.
She's going to get a lot of free shit that's yellow.
Oh, yes.
From now on.
Oh, yes. I love her. Peace I think she's so crucial
for that
whole show to have.
Yeah. I do the pink. I've done the pink thing less, but I did all pink all the time for like years. If you had to pick one color today that you have to wear forever.
Green with red hair.
Oh, green. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Good so choice. Good. Like an emerald?
Yes. Very like forest emerald, darker like green.
With like the turtleneck you have on right
now? Yes.
Is this a demi-permanent hair color?
Demi. Very. Can you see my roots coming in?
I'm I'm asking because when you have a deeper hair color, you can do demi. Red like this without having to lift or really change it. You
oh, yeah. It was demi-permanent for sure. It was much more vibrant when I started. So.
Mm-hmm. It looks great.
It looks Thank very you. Natural.
Thank you.
It's gorgeous.
Appreciate that.
How old are you? You look 12.
I just turned 23.
Work. 23.
Yes.
This one's 48.
I'm 48 years young and...
She's 38.
Yeah. So she believed you. No, that's why I was gagged, actually.
It wasn't a joke anymore because she believed you.
Oh, 10 years ago, I stopped joking because I would say I'm like 15 years older than I am. People are like, oh, you look good. And not even by, not even, it was so, I'm like.
Sometimes social cues are hard for me when it comes to people joking about things. So my brain automatically goes to believe what they're saying because they're probably telling the truth.
That's a good instinct, so actually.
Yeah.
Well, when I found out Pandora Box was 75, I was totally gagged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You almost had me there.
That's the biggest gag-a-rini.
Yeah. Almost had me there.
But I mean, I look exactly my age, I feel like. Maybe a little older.
I'm 31, but I think I've looked 35 and older for a while. Mm. So I'm hoping that since I looked old young, I'll get older and people will be young like, you look just great.
You're going to Benjamin Button.
Totally.
I'm going to Benjamin Button.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. You're fucked.
Yeah, you are. Because
you look young now. You have a little bit of, you know what she has?
What?
Obviously, I hope you take this as a compliment.
Oh God,
Sigourney Weaver.
I'm trying. I've seen Sigourney
love
Weaver.
That.
I'm trying because you have a
structure,
a bone structure that is so it is like precise.
Yeah, oh, thank
like,
you.
And it's not like you don't have one of those wishy-washy faces.
Do you know who Sigourney Weaver is?
Yes, of course.
This isn't Drag Race. If you don't know the reference, we're not going to shame you.
No, I do know who Sigourney Weaver is, and I'm very honored that
you've got to do a working girl, Catherine Parker fantasy. So when she was the rich bitch boss in that, that would be so cunt. That would be so great.
I've been searching for some references to pull lately. So, yeah.
And when people think of your drag, they think lack of references, yes. lack of knowledge in fashion,
flat hair,
flat hair, no makeup on,
casual Friday,
fat,
clavicle,
so fat.
Someone recently sent Violet a DM with a whole slew of insults, but one of them was "you're heavy."
Violet has the tiniest waist. She's just really dense.
Yeah. You are heavy. Like you're
full of bricks.
Yeah, the anvil of drag.
The content you put out is very heavy. It's like so funny to me.
Emotionally.
Was it great being able to walk for, you did Fenty this year, huh?
I did, Fenty, yeah.
Fenty. It's lovely.
It was very, very fun.
Seemed very choreographed.
Crazy. And the amount of takes that all those dancers did. Keep in mind, there was like 80 dancers and they were going hard. They were going hard. Well,
like full out every time.
Enough for me and Shay to just be standing on the sidelines for a good hour and a half waiting to go on.
Damn.
It was really fun.
Was it scary?
Terrifying. It was like the first big thing.
Because that's a fucking big thing.
Yeah.
I haven't
done anything since the premiere at Mickey's.
What are you doing this week? I'm in a major women's lingerie campaign.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Run by the biggest star in the world.
Yeah. What are you doing, fat old cunt? I'll be modeling the lingerie.
Yeah. I'm walking lingerie. With Rihanna, fatty.
Hey, flops. Rihanna and I are walking in underwear. Bye, flops. Yeah. That's wonderful. You know, in a year where we talked to Jade about this, in a year where you know, you guys really didn't get to enjoy the same built-in experience that we got. Yeah. I'm glad that there's nuggets like that that will stand the test of time.
Well, and they also stand out. Because if it did like way more than I think it would have if I had been like city, oh, here's this opportunity to Savage Fenty, do it and then leave more city.
Right.
I really got to like anticipate it and then afterwards absorb it and feel like it was like a really special moment.
Yeah.
So granted, I mean, I do kind of feel like our window of that whole experience is gone and I'm at peace with that.
You should be because honestly, I don't always remember bars I played until I'm in that town at like an after party and I'm like, I performed
here. Yes. I smelled something.
But I never remember the names of, you know, the clubs or anything. Yeah. Really.
Is it gets overwhelming, I'm sure, because there's not enough time to process, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and all you know is the dressing room and the stage. And when you're visiting a bar recreationally, you don't have either of those POVs. So you're like, have I been here? Yeah,
right, exactly.
True. You said on Hey Queen, is it still true that you've had not met any fans?
I've not met a single fan. I haven't.
That's scary.
What? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That is so cruel.
That is...
It's insane.
It's wild.
And it's like... you know, like... It's crazy.
I'm laughing because with me. How can you not? I mean, that's absurd. The universe is so cruel.
It's absurd.
Yeah. It makes you think at night when you pray for something good to happen, have stipulations.
Totally.
I hope I get on Drag Race. But if I do, can I not have a pandemic?
Let me tell you a secret. But right before Drag Race aired, I was so nervous and I was like, I don't like traveling.
Well,
it stresses me out a lot, like the airports, airplanes, everything like that. So right before Drag Race aired, I remember I had just gotten home from the House of Avalon's house and I was really like excited and anxious for the announcement. And I remember it was 11:11 and I said, I really hope this year I get to have as much work as possible and spend as much time with my family as I can.
And you got it.
And I think, I think I brought upon the pandemic.
I respect the hustle. Yeah. That is fierce.
But I'm also sorry.
But you know what? It's not about being, I think at this point, there is no tone deaf. There is no read the room. It's okay to look at the situation and be grateful for what it provided.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I mean, everyone says their experience is different. So, yeah.
And
you know,
House of Avalon, you guys are like family. Mm-hmm. You got to spend this whole year together.
Totally.
Creating.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which has been incredible. And, going back to the not meeting any fans, I very much have the mentality that everything online is not real.
That's a great mentality.
That is so healthy. And can I just say this?
Go ahead.
And you know,
go
on this show, I like to get vulnerable.
I want you to say it.
And on this show, no one ever lets me speak my mind.
Oh, no.
I get cut off.
On your own couch.
I get cut off on my own couch.
I'm here blabbing all day. I can't get.
I think that you're smart because people go on televised drag shows and they get wrapped up. Mm-mm. In the internet comments.
Way wrapped.
If you're being bullied, you need to turn off your phone.
Exactly.
If you're being cyberbullied, you need to get off the computer.
Yeah. Some of the girls just don't.
This season, the fact that Drag Race has to make like, please don't bully the girls. I said, the girls need to get off the computer, sis.
And listen, you cannot. Okay. It's like trying to control the weather.
Hello.
You can't control the weather.
And most of the time, the people, there are the things that these people are saying, they don't actually mean or believe.
They
just want to be the first one to get a retweet. And for me, the realization, and this has been happening a lot with Candy as well. My realization was when my mom started sending me DMs that people were sending her.
That is, I mean.
Yeah, the thing about Candy is, and I only know her very little, but this week specifically, I'm like, I hope Candy has somebody in her life reminding her that the internet is not real.
They put the phone
and
down.
And you don't have to engage in it at all.
Yeah.
Because these whores, they don't know shit about drag, and you do.
Exactly. Yeah.
So fuck these people.
Yeah.
I know that sounds awful.
No. Fuck the 12-year-old in Omaha or yes.
If you've
Brazil,
made it onto the Olympics of drag, then you have the right to be up on your pedestal.
You think Gabby Douglas is at home like, you think I'm short?
Yeah. Yeah. She sure isn't.
No. And you're Gabby Douglas. Fuck those people. Everybody on Drag Race, you have the right mentality, and I think a lot of girls get there.
Sometimes it takes a while. And there have definitely been some girls on my season that have definitely gotten the short end of the stick when it comes to self-worth, when it comes to the perception of the comments and everything. They've let it get to them. And I think they've all kind of come to their senses since.
Yeah.
But
and also there's a difference, a huge disparity in the volume and amount of sort of online hate that people get. Some people get none. Some people get a ton.
Yeah.
Again, nobody's knocking at your door. And like with the pitchfork and there's no angry mob outside of your house.
Yes. Yeah. And it's hard sometimes you know,
and get your hole ready.
Some of the girls on my season have definitely had some angry mobs at their doors as well. But, it also comes with the, since there's been no meet and greets, a lot of the times the girls who are getting bad comments online can rely on the fact that people have bought tickets to their meet and greets. So they know there's going to be some positive.
Right. Yeah. So there's now, not the influx.
You don't get
the only attention that they have is the non-physical, the non-real, and the hate.
Which most likely is always an extreme.
It's so wild.
Every drag queen out there, all of us who love you, you owe it to yourself to just fuck those people.
Yeah, honestly. You know what? I
don't care if next week Candy Muse punches someone in the face and looks right at the camera and goes, I meant it and I loved it. You're Candy Muse and you're fierce and fuck all those people.
I want a t-shirt of Candy Muse that says arrogant. That's what I want.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And those of us who stan you, we're like, don't pay attention to them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
And the one thing I did see was that at least there's a recognition that it was a great episode, that there was great TV. And that's the point.
Exactly.
That's
the point.
That's where it ends.
Separate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where it ends. Like,
and she is, her bio literally says Candy Producer Muse.
I have to say, you're very fortunate to be so young and have that level of confidence. You know what I love? and I know you're probably over it because it was on television a long time ago, when RuPaul had concerns and you said, I understand your concerns. I do not have the same concerns. RuPaul has never been stood up to until that moment. And he was like, I literally saw, I think I like Step for Wives saw one of his eyeballs pop out. Because, you know, you could go in there and say, I love my choice. It's going to be incredible. And he's like, yeah. Do you think it's too incredible?
Yeah, right.
You were like, no, thank you. I'm not participating in that.
Yeah. Well, for me, that came from the off camera, my other two choices for Snatch Game, me being like, I definitely can't do my other two choices. So I'm sorry, but I don't have the same concern as you. I'm going to do this one.
What were they?
They were James Charles.
Oh, my God.
That's fierce.
And
can I ask, are you bothered when people say you look like him?
No, because I definitely see the resemblance.
I don't at all.
He's a fabulous makeup artist. It's a great person to get compared to. He's he's also 19.
Exactly. Physically. Yeah.
And
I mean,
he's
like,
gorgeous.
Yeah, he's beautiful. Yeah. My other one was Kristen Stewart.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Interesting. That fucking robot, it was so fucking good. And
thank
it was
you.
So, I mean, it was like the perfect Snatch
the
Game.
Perfect
it was really
Snatch
out of,
Game.
So like doomed to fail.
That
so,
well,
and, I mean,
I thought that might have been the episode I was going home.
It works so well.
And let me tell you, I was bricking it up on the stage.
Yeah.
Bricking it.
It was,
it was
so
incredible.
Well done. And you did lots and lots. You didn't rely on this kind of like, okay, I you know, the same kind of joke or the same kind of response. You had a whole lot of variation. It was really, really fun to watch. And
Thank you.
Like watching the Snatch Game.
Really?
It can be
painful. And I love
We've talked about it before. Snatch Game is so quick to watch, but in real life, it feels like a turtle crawling.
Oh my God.
And no joke lands because there's no one to laugh.
Yeah.
Nothing feels funny.
Okay, so moving on. But
so did your mom still sew for you?
Yeah,
she
does.
That's great.
There has been a bit of a lull. I've, you know, like, as with everyone has throughout this pandemic, it's kind of felt a little bit like lack of inspiration here and there. And I've been kind of trying to dip into different other types of like female illusion and stuff like that, which often doesn't require a campy handmade costume.
Gotcha.
That being said, I'm very much over that little phase and I'm trying to get back more into the camp and everything like that. So my mom is currently sewing her fingers down to little nubs for me right now.
You better
you
put
got that whore
to work.
You got that whore in a sweatshop.
You better put that whore to work.
To
she
work.
Has a flickering light bulb in a warehouse somewhere.
Yeah, it's just the only source of light is on her machine.
The black smoke coming through the chimney.
Her ankle, his ankle monitor. Yeah. If she gets 5 feet from the sewing machine, she gets shocked. Mom, we
collar.
Love you. We're obviously joking.
Do you do your own hair?
I do. I have never, ever in my life worn hair that anyone else has styled.
Okay, Mary, because I got to tell you something right now. I saw you on that fucking Hey Queen show, and that red hair was so fucking good.
Do you do
hair for other people ever in your life?
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's just not something I've ever like really advertised. That's what I did when I first came to LA. Is I would do a lot of wigs for
it's
girls.
It's fantastic.
Could you pause your career and do hair for her?
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Could you slow it all down.
Yeah, let's do it.
If you'd like to see Katya in a Gigi Goodwin,
I'll just give you that red one.
Yeah, it is. Since and I honestly, I feel like. I mean, now it makes sense, like because your skin and everything, you look sensational. But that bright red is hard to pull off. I think for drag queens,
you
not
do it
look,
really well.
Thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a joke. It no, looks legitimately seductive.
Sexy.
Yeah, it's
and
really great.
Your skin looks so milky.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lovely.
I think you wear the right amount of shading on your face for that color.
Thank you.
Because I think reds, especially when you're fair, can just make you look like a skeleton sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I think the one of the most important questions about I've ever been asked about my drag persona is what is her natural hair color? So like, I'm assuming both
We've
of yours.
Been asked that.
You
never,
haven't? Okay.
Never.
Well, what's Trixie's natural hair color?
Brunette.
You think?
I think bleaching your hair blonde is a totally different energy than growing platinum hair. And I think Trixie bleaches it every 6 days.
You are right. Okay, yeah. I love that. Because
it's trashier.
Yeah.
I've always liked the idea of a paparazzi barging in and Trixie doing her roots, and that's like her version of a nude.
People find out. Yeah. It teeters the line of the trashy, but it also teeters the line of like the
glamorous.
Stunning Gwen,
yes.
Like never a root in sight.
Yeah, she's a gorgeous. Brunette naturally. I also found out that Trixie's short for Patricia, and I'll never be the same. So my name is Patricia, and I'm a brunette.
Patricia.
Trixie.
Hi, Trixie. What's your natural hair color?
When the question was asked, immediately the word came into my mind, brown.
Gray.
Salt and pepper. Salt and pepper, the pubic texture.
Salt and pepper, pubic texture. Salt and pepper, pubic texture.
You, if you ever write a song, to remember how to use that as a verse.
Like if it was a Katya COVID special, it'd be Bleach Blonde, but the first four roots of new growth is silver.
It's silver.
Which silver?
Yes. Brillo. 1 inch of Brillo silver with then just, yeah. I gotta like flat iron.
Like you got hair transplant from the pubic hair. Yeah.
That is so fierce.
That's so funny. Oh my God.
What an interesting question. I think everybody should be asked that.
Yeah. You learn a lot about yourself.
Yeah. I have never thought about it before in my life. Never.
We're going to take a break. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. And we're back. So what have you been up to, girl? What's keeping you inspired?
You know what? I mean, you hear this all the time, but I'm happy to say that like there are everything I'm working on right now involves an NDA, which is
that's lovely.
Thrilling. And I will also say it. I'm working on several different projects, all on very broad aspects of creativity, all walks of, you know, what have you. I have like designing going on, makeup collabs,
professional sports.
Yeah. Professional sports. Porn. I've gotten into soccer and water polo mostly. Yeah. But it's exciting because it's things that I've like the reason I auditioned for Drag Race was to do these things that I'm currently working on.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Which I'm loving in the middle of a pandemic, mind you.
Well, you know what the irony is? If you toured all this year, you wouldn't have time to do any of that.
Exactly.
And you might have showed up like exhausted and half drunk or something, one of these opportunities, you know?
Right. So
do you have a drinking problem?
Are you interested
not
in developing
yet. I'm working
one?
On it. Yeah.
Do you drink?
Lately I've actually been trying to prove.
This is a safe space. Do you have a drinking problem? Would you like one?
I'll take two.
Oh God.
I've been trying to prove the House of Avalon wrong because I'm very much always the first one to go home and the one to drink the least. And they are like, Simone is a party animal. She loves to drink. Hunter loves to drink.
My Grant, gosh.
Like all
I love you girls over there. I met them when I, did you do Sway in Little Rock, Arkansas?
I sure fucking did.
You did. I remember that video of you as a cheerleader.
I loved it so much. Those whores turned
to. That's when I met Benton girl, Tyler.
With the Uggs?
Yes! This drag queen, Benton Girl Tyler.
Benton Girl Tyler for short.
I wouldn't say it's quite, it's not the drag you'd imagine.
I'd say female illusion.
It's a gay man in a blonde wig and a low pony with like a Von Dutch hat and jeans and Uggs.
With the hole in it. There's always a toe poking through the Uggs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
great.
That it's every single look is a variation of that.
Like no foundation, but really glossy lips all the way around.
Wow.
Love.
Yeah. Arkansas.
Arkansas. Crazy. And, but I will say without the House of Avalon, someone like Benton Girl Tyler would not have had the opportunity to perform.
Totally.
And they have definitely created the space for that. They left it there for them and then came across to LA to create a new one.
It was one of the most glamorous, fun, interesting gigs I've ever had.
It was fun.
Really?
But we're up at top. It felt very a very that girl. and then walking down and going into the stage, I felt very that girl.
I love that the stage is all mirrors behind yes. you. It's really cunty.
It's really fucking cool. Yeah, it was fantastic. As far as like Wiggle Numbers go, I felt like Paula Abdul.
And I went to the after party at their house at the time, and that's when I met the House of Babylon, and they left such a strong impression. And then they showed up here and started doing Snap Out of It.
Yeah.
And then one day, I didn't realize they moved here, and one day I walked by the bar and I was like, oh my God, this is people from Arkansas in the VIP booth. Is this your party?
Yeah.
And they're just so great. You're so lucky to be around people like that.
I count my blessings every day. Yeah. And I live right across the street from them, that's too.
So do they keep you in check?
Yes, and that's why I need them.
They say, wake up, you fat, ugly bitch.
Pretty much.
Hi, Flop.
I know.
Hi,
Flop.
Wake up, Flop. We need friends like that.
Well, it's Hunter is the one. Hunter is the one that keeps you in check. So, like, if I ever go on tour, he's going to be the one that's throwing pillows at me and dragging me out of bed.
He's got dead mother vibes, big
yes.
time.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
I love his personal style. He makes me wish I was a vampire. Mm-hmm.
I know. He looks like a, he does, he gives big time Lost Boys.
Lost Boys. Oh, yes. The 80s. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. That is one of my favorite movies.
So sexy. So sexy. Good. Yeah. He and Mark are like one of the sexiest people.
Very unrealistic.
Like, it's just, it's like also disarming band? Because they're so down to earth. It's like bizarre.
It's like if a Backstreet Boy was with a Lost Boy, and they were both really nice.
Yeah,
they were both really nice.
The Lost Back Boys. Yeah, it's like
the Lost Back Boys.
Yeah, they're like really. It's so like sweet, and there's no pretension. It's bizarre. Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty amazing.
Amazing.
Unlike you, pretentious whore.
Pretentious, absolutely.
Can I ask a question? We ask all our guests.
Yeah, please.
When did you know you were beautiful?
I just found out the other day, actually, and it was quite the
eye-opener. Harry Potter owl came.
Yeah, I got my letter finally in the fireplace, which I didn't have a fireplace, which got me good. I don't know. My mom has always told me every day that I am like great and amazing, and so I've just been like keeping that with me since I was a child. But in a way that's not like, you know, there's like those only kids out there that are definitely
insufferable cretins.
Yes, because of the fact that they've gotten nothing but praise, and you're the best. My mom definitely kept me grounded, but definitely let me know, like, you're not the best, but you're the best at what you do, and you are, you know, no one else compares to you. You're entirely
your mom
different.
Is Sinead O'Connor.
Oh,
nothing compares to ooh.
to ooh. It sounds like you got raised right.
Yes, thankfully.
Yeah,
thankfully.
That's great.
And I mean, I owe all my drag to that.
I love that she's like, you're incredible. Don't get me wrong. There's people cuter than you.
Yeah.
I got other kids who are better singers, better actors, but you're cool at what you do.
But she also didn't give me a window into looking at anybody else when I was a kid, so I didn't know who any of the pop divas were. I didn't know any of that. Like, it to me, it was Donny Osmond. It was Karen Carpenter.
Work.
It was...
Wow.
Like, that was my upbringing.
Wow. Have you seen the documentary Fun. Superstar with Karen Carpenter?
Mm-hmm.
With the Barbies? Mm-hmm. So fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. I was just actually in New York with... Gina, and I let her know that I was a Karen Carpenter fan, and she said, hold on, I have something for you, and she pulled out a rock. And
Gina
just,
Garan?
Yeah. She pulled out a rock and gave it to me, and she said, here's a rock from Karen Carpenter's grave.
Wow.
So it's
this is the last kidney stone she passed.
It was huge.
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Gina collects, she's like the OG collector of, my God, what's her fucking name? Blythe.
She created Blythe.
Yeah, she basically created Blythe.
Yeah.
Do you know about Blythe?
No.
The doll.
Blythe was a doll from the 70s. Okay. Completely unpopular, total flop, wasn't on sale very long. People didn't respond to it very much. And then, what, in the 90s or 2000s, Gina Garan wrote a book as like a tribute to the history of the fashion of this doll no one liked. And all of a sudden, people were like, what is this doll?
Blue.
It's so chic. Where do I get one?
Really?
So this... vintage, no one cares about toy is now like one of the most hard to get expensive collectibles.
And it's a stunning little doll.
Beautiful
it's
doll.
Really so cute.
How does it compare to Kelsey over here or whatever?
That's Dusty.
Dusty.
Gina loves Dusty.
The first time you pulled out a Dusty in a video, I have had pictures of that doll saved on my phone for so long just to use as reaction photos.
She's so good.
And I love how many you have.
Oh, yeah. I'm not kidding. I probably have the world's best Dusty collection.
You really
do. No one wants it.
You really do. Right next to RuPaul, right up there. I wish I'd gotten one of those.
And the new one is different, right? The new Maquette, it's like a...
Yeah.
They told us they ran out when it got to our season.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Mine broke. Well, several times.
I have two of them. One from All Stars and one from this. And then you have the gold one, don't you?
You have the gold one, yeah.
She got the Miss Congeniality one. It's that.
So I have three.
Chrome gold.
I got three. Yeah, I got three of them.
And they're all broken.
They're all, yeah. They're not.
You should just piece them back together with separate.
I should, yeah.
Two left hands.
I don't want to expose anyone, but I believe when I won All Stars, I was supposed to get one of those plated in gold, the new ones.
Yeah.
And it never happened.
World of Wonder, if you're listening.
Yeah. World of Wonder, come on.
I think I was actually in my dusty phase when I went to Arkansas.
We always say that looks like. Do you remember Katya's tanning phase?
I did. I got very tan at a moment.
Were, can we talk about
the hair too? Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were wearing that hair as well.
Yeah. You remember you came in to the hotel and I was baking? When I mean baking, I had slathered bodybuilder tan.
She used bodybuilder tanning solution.
Oh my
like the color
gosh.
Of a football.
So when you know, like when you wash it off
and metallic.
But before you wash it off when it dries, it is I mean, it's like tar.
Mud.
Yes. And so I opened the door almost naked with that on and it gave her a fright. But I was also tanning in the sun bed.
Yeah.
It was double duty.
That was crazy. Yeah. I remember you and I were at a college gig and I was backstage
incredibly tan. Yeah. It was like, I didn't tan long enough to know how to do the face with it. Like how to appropriately.
Like match the foundation?
No, like what kind of eyeshadow to use and how. Do you know what I mean?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Like, I think if you're really tan, the only shadow is blue. Don't you think?
Oh, it makes absolutely.
You terracotta.
With like a white cream base on it first.
The white or, I mean, you know, white frost.
Yeah, and then the lipstick, like a tanorama, like tan frost.
I can't do that.
Magda. No, I love that.
You were Magda. Can I ask another question we ask all of our guests? Yeah. Who's your ultimate, take my breath away, inspires me every time, beauty icon?
Give us three, because I know you can.
Give us three.
Give us three.
Linda is my number one. Mm-hmm.
Linda Hamilton?
Yeah.
Linda Perry. Linda Perry.
Well, okay. Well, now you just named my three, so.
That's quite the trifecta. Yes. Hamilton, Evangelista, and Perry.
Yeah.
That's pretty fierce, actually.
Mm-hmm. I would say Linda Evangelista.
That's who you fucking look like.
Well, she's my, like, I want to mirror her career. I want to, like, wear any hair color and make it look completely natural. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Number two would be Daphne Blake from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, good one.
Daphne Blake, the character?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which one is Daphne?
The one that Sarah Michelle Gellar played with the red hair.
The red hair, purple.
Do you like Sarah Michelle Gellar as Daphne Blake?
Yeah. Like, for me, it's more the cartoons for her. Like, the very unrealistic body proportions and the hair that never moves. Like,
Daphne and Velma is the one with the glasses,
Velma's
right?
the one with the glasses. Okay. She is not my number three.
Oh, wow. You really said fuck Velma. Velma's lesbian now, right?
She always has been.
Yeah, people always hypothesize she's like what's her name? In Peanuts, there's Peppermint Patty and then Marcy, who's like her lesbian lover.
Oh.
I think, don't you think Velma's like, I'm too smart for all this, but I'm in love with Daphne, so I'm here.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
This one's for the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That bowl cut.
Poor Velma. Daphne just doesn't have a clue.
Velma is chic, though.
She is. I will say, I do like her outfit more than Daphne's.
Absolutely.
I do.
Yeah. But Daphne's hot. That purple with the red, like hot.
Really, really hot, yeah.
Oh, she's hot. She's hot. And you know Fred dicks her down in the back of that band.
Shaggy's got dirty dick.
Shaggy's got dirty dick.
I don't think Fred's not straight for sure. Fred is not straight.
Because
the whole theme throughout the show is that he always dismisses Daphne.
Yeah, faggot.
She's always fawning over him and he's always clueless.
Yeah, he wanna
working on his traps.
He wanna fuck the dog.
You want to fuck the dog? No, just kidding. Scrappy.
And who's the third?
Don't throw me off the cliff, but Barbie.
I'm not going to throw you off the cliff.
Yeah.
She's always been it. Mostly for me, it's the variety in careers.
Hello.
Because when I started doing drag, my thing was like occupations. Like I would just dress up as different jobs.
My thing was
like
occupational therapy. I would get in drag. I would go to people's houses who'd had a fall on the on the clock.
Yeah. And
I
hit them in the knee. Yeah.
Mine's occupational hazards.
You wear the occupational
Barbie
sandals.
Is a great point of view for when you first start drag because everything you want to do, there's a reference for it.
Mm-hmm.
What the proportions and colors could look like. And
everything ties together. Always.
Yes.
There's always that running theme. And I kind of think the message that's always been there, whether sometimes it's definitely been questionable in the beginning, you know, like, it's always been, you could be whatever you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And as like a little girl myself, I was like, fierce, I'm going to be.
What hasn't Barbie done?
janitor, maybe?
Yeah, medical billing or like, has she been a, obviously she's been a waitress, right?
Yeah.
I don't think she was ever a repo guy.
Yeah, she's never been a repo guy. Assassin. We haven't seen Barbie as an assassin.
Well, we may have, but it just might have been disguised.
A disguise. Yeah.
Embalming.
We've never seen her as an undertaker.
physician's assistant.
Yeah. But even at the time, like, you can't judge today's standards by,
of course,
you
know. Not.
But Barbie in 1959, a single woman with breasts who had no husband in her own apartment, mm-hmm. that was basically the most offensive thing anybody had ever heard.
Very, and incredibly unrealistic. Yeah. But something that little girls saw as completely possible.
Yeah. So you don't get to meet the fans in real life. Do you get a lot of DMs then from the kids? I was going to kill myself, you know.
Yes.
I'm not making a joke.
No, I know. You're right.
DM that a lot.
And what the first time I had gotten one of these, I was talking to Naomi about it, and she was
because, like, it came from her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe Naomi Campbell wants to kill herself.
Well, I saved her life. So, no, but Naomi was like, well, be prepared for it to happen in person too.
Yeah.
At the meet and greet.
It's interesting.
It's a very hard, like, I often battle with even the concept of having a fan or being someone that someone looks up to or an icon. You know, for me, I'm only doing this for myself. Yeah. And it's just an amazing plus that other people are enjoying it and loving it with me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to grasp the concept, especially since I haven't met anyone that anyone is like a big fan. And again, when it comes to social media not being real for me, I often do read everything and I can disassociate from all the bad stuff, but I find myself not reaching for the messages just because I don't want to see the negative as much.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
It's good.
I mean, I think that's, and I think
your job is to provide the content.
Exactly.
That's good. Yeah.
And if they want to write letters to Santa, they can write letters to Santa. They get a release from it knowing that maybe you won't see it. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Anything is a bonus. I mean, anything you decide, that's why I feel anything you decide to do is extra in like, you know, if you're always going to be good, it's always going to be responding to something good rather than, you know,
humoring. Don't worry about being perfect. Worry about being Gigi good enough.
Gigi good enough. Gigi meh.
Gigi meh.
She's not great. She's good.
She's good. Exactly.
We're here with Gigi Flop.
Oh God! Yeah. I mean, that's really, I'm really impressed, but also maybe not surprised because I feel like you're 23. You maybe have more of a natural facility with navigating social media, and also the fact that you don't think of it as real is very encouraging to me.
Very encouraging. Yeah. I would think, not to stereotype, that the younger people are now, the more they think everything on the internet's absolutely real.
And not only that, it's like, well, legitimate social capital. Like, it's like all those likes and those people, dollar signs and career, you know what I mean? Like, that is not necessarily the case.
Yeah, it's definitely generational. And the term generation has almost narrowed a little bit to where now it's like each generation is only like 3-4 years apart, you know?
Right.
So seriously. Like the age group that is like 3-4 years younger than I do think takes a lot, you know, as a generalization, takes it a lot more seriously. And, you know, when I, like, the first time I had a phone was when Instagram was coming about, you know? So I was like,
interesting.
I started Instagram very humbly, posting just pictures of whatever the fuck I could find.
Yeah, it's neat. Me too.
And now there's kids that are starting Instagram with the intention of, I need to get
it's a
over
hustle.
1,000 likes
that
on my first
post.
That is
so crazy.
And it's sad.
We've talked about it. The aspiration of, you used to be an influencer because you had influence, because you do something that people respect.
Exactly.
And now people aspire to be an influencer, period.
Right.
But think about it. And it seems crazy, but if you, I mean, it's, I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, that in itself is another thing of like, I have to, it's just an extension of their personhood that needs to be developed or else dun, dun, dun. You know what I mean? If they don't have a growing follower count, like they're failing at life.
Do you guys think there's going to be people, like, I think there'll be a little bit of a renaissance where there's going to be people who unplug from it entirely.
Yes.
There's going to be more young people who flat, not having social media is going to become the new cool.
Yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
I hope so.
No, I agree. So.
I think so.
Do you
I
know
agree.
It's the number one, thing in a like potential like mate that, or like a boyfriend, like that would be the number one most attractive thing. The last two guys I was involved with had no social media.
No social media.
Most attractive thing in the world.
Yeah. Mine is having never seen Drag Race.
Oh, yeah. That helps too.
That's my number one.
Yeah, that helps too.
That's tough because then you're going to have to break. But at least when they've seen it, you don't have to tell them what you do for a living.
Exactly.
But you know what though? A lot of times Drag Race isn't cool anymore. So it's like, it's not like, I mean, I'm talking just in gay, like it's in the queer community. It's not cool.
You're right.
And the gay guys love it, but they're not enthusiastic. They don't claim it the way they used to.
Right.
I mean, they'll watch it, but they're not like going out to watch it with people. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not making it like an event. They're not proud that they found this nugget. Right. They're like, yeah, we all watch it.
Of course, it's NFL.
Exactly. Yeah. It's sports. Exactly. And like, what you know. Yeah. I mean, I screamed at it. I was with a couple of gay guys that I don't usually watch anything with. And we watched it and screaming at the television, screaming.
Yeah. It was fun. And it wasn't even on.
It is fun.
The TV wasn't even
on. Like one person would come on the screen and we'd just go,
Yeah. Well, it's fun. It's and of course, and it's, but the key component in that is keeping it in that room, off of the screens, off of the phones. Like, it's okay to fucking hate someone's outfit, hate someone's attitude, as long as you're doing it with your friends. It's fun and you're not taking it that seriously. As soon as it goes from finger to phone.
Oh, never. Yeah.
I think that's smart, Gigi, because you are amazing. You're so talented and beautiful and so far so nice, but we'll see how this goes.
I know. Wait till the microphones turn off.
But there's always going to be people, you're going to find this, that you go to the club and there's going to be someone who just goes like, I didn't really like you. And you go like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I really want for you though? Like, do you remember when we first started traveling? Do you remember the first time there was like a huge bar with 1,000 people there screaming? And you're like, how is this possible?
I would love that. And it's going to have the same impact.
Or like flying to Brazil and I mean, it's thousands of people in a nightclub. And you're like, how do they even know who I am?
Exactly. You'll need a security guard to prevent the people from
grabbing and pulling.
It's insane. You're like, how is it? I don't deserve it. I mean, it is it's a magical. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a magical experience. Absolutely.
I want it.
You'll have it.
You'll get it. Absolutely.
Eventually, yes.
Data won't. No one wants her.
I'm that's okay. My sister. For us, for our season, it was the letdown. Expecting to get it and then the 100-0 instantly.
Right.
For this current season, they already knew, so they're approaching it in a different way. Yes,
right.
So it is a little bit different. So
you know what though? Everybody being stuck home means you had the most captive audience ever.
And the build up, the edging. I mean, you've been edging the crowd for like, you know, for a year or whatever.
And that's what makes it harder to keep doing more and more and more until you get the chance to, usually it's you're at the top, you see everyone, and then your drag just starts to decline because you're just constantly traveling.
You talking about us like we're not here? You talking about us like we're not here? Here comes that attitude. You're such a gift.
Yeah.
Congratulations on a wonderful showing.
Very excited for you.
Thank you.
You had one of the, I think just like, couldn't change anything about the way people found you on Drag Race. It's just
great.
Thank
you. That means a lot.
Yeah.
Really.
Your promo look fucked me up. I think red, white, and blue is so hard to make look chic.
Yes.
And the Evel Knievel thing, I'm like, you better work.
Well, I'm a slut for a challenge and a prompt. I love a prompt.
Do you love? Oh yeah, you love taking a theme.
I love it, especially when it's hard to work around. And I was not about to be one of the girls that was just gonna use the colors in like a silhouette that I normally do. I was like, it's red, white, and blue. We're gonna go with something.
Yeah,
everyone knows. We need a narrative.
Let me ask you about this because this came up, I think, with Simone, and the. You know, because now, like, Violet was on the pit stop, right?
Yeah.
And she was talking. I mean,
she sure was.
She was famous.
If you guys haven't seen Violet on the pit stop, that was the friendly edit. She said so much more shit, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Some of those looks, she would just go, no. And I go, what about the next look? And she goes, it's not a look. I mean, Lala, I'm just going to say it. Lala Ri, they cut. Violet just said, I didn't really like it. Like, cut. And Violet was like, gave a monologue to all the people that look was a slap in the face to. Like, production, everyone you're competing against, RuPaul, every drag queen, and the entire audience who watches the show, you just told them you don't care.
Woof.
I mean, she let them have it.
I mean, when I watched it, that was the episode we watched with other people, and it was a Kiki, like, it was screaming.
Yeah.
I thought that she should have been eliminated as soon as she got off the runway.
Lala?
Yeah. Mm.
Shangela was at home going, finally!
Somebody. I mean, and this is a person, I got eliminated at a ball challenge for wearing a boo-boo outfit. Mm. And like, but it was sewed.
It was, that's the thing.
It fit. Was like, it was horribly styled and didn't make any sense, but it was still a garment.
The ball was gutted.
I've realized that this season is not about, there have been some really great runways. It's not about the looks this season.
No.
From the judges' perspective, this season is about star quality and and personality who stands out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You and Jada ended fashion. Fashion's over.
Yeah,
fashion's,
over.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Completed. Sorry. Sorry, Ball. Sorry, Flop.
I love Sorry, Flop.
Sorry, Flop.
High Flop is just the best thing ever.
What's on your, like, when everything goes back to normal, obviously traveling, mm-hmm. what's on your dream, like?
Yeah.
As a go be Gigi the star.
Well, I am dying to, I've built some really amazing relationships with some brands and houses and designers, and I'm dying to walk in shows. I just like, and I know there have been queens in the past who have. I don't want to walk in a show as a RuPaul's Drag Race girl. I want to be cast in a show as a model. And just, I want to work as a model. I want to work as this kind of like non-binary, can do either.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't seem impossible, especially because a lot of time, the run with the Fendi one, they're mixing menswear, women. I feel like I see a future that is not very far away where there's no men's, women's.
Exactly. Totally. I'm excited
especially in couture, why should there even be?
There's more and more kind of gender fucked going on with that, and I'm happy to model out of drag, in drag, what have you.
Dick so out, whatever.
Dick swing,
dick balls and pussy.
Yeah.
How about your hangers and titties?
Yeah. So that's one thing. I also just want to do. I would love to do like, kind of, fashion. Corresponding red carpet. That would be really fun. I would love to just stand on a red carpet and read someone for their outfit. Yeah. But
do a revamp of MTV's House of Style, that kind of thing. Oh, I mean, that would be amazing.
Oh my gosh, you know, it's really funny that you say that.
Are you friends with Violet?
Not close, but we have.
No one is. But no one's close. we've tried.
Yeah.
Some of us have tried.
You can't break it.
No,
I don't say I'm her closest friend. She won't return my call.
But she does this fabulous program where she pulls from the archives. Like, she'll just pull a show from 12 years ago, mm-hmm. and she'll look by look say what she loves about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could do it on your YouTube.
Absolutely, and I want to do that with Marco Monroe.
Oh,
that would be great.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Because I mean, his perspective on fashion is something I've never
seen.
He's fantastic.
I will not get, I've been cleaning out my closet for years and years, mm-hmm. and he made me 3 dresses that are so fucking, they're so unique. I could never get rid of them. They're so, I can't wear them anymore.
Which ones you're talking
about. I can't
about.
Get rid of them. I went to the Streamies and I have this other white one and
the black one to the Streamies with the glasses. That
it's
was cool.
It's so, and I gave him these fabric, like went to London and got these incredibly overpriced fabrics. I brought them home. I was like, here, I said nothing. I was like, I don't know. Just take the fabrics and please make whatever you can. And he's incredible.
He just
incredible.
Knows. I mean, it's like there's a fine line between talent and gifted. And mm-hmm. he's definitely got it.
And he's hot too. What
I
the
know.
Fuck?
Like, how dare
you? He knows how to wear a hairpiece.
Oh, yes. My
we
God.
Do you think he would come on The Bald and the Beautiful?
Absolutely.
Because he is a champion of baldness.
Absolutely.
I couldn't
and
believe
he's
that
got
was
some
a
really
unit.
Fun. He has
it's
some
a unit.
It's a unit.
It is. And I didn't the first time couldn't I met him, it. He was wearing one of those. And then when I went to the after party at their house and he just went
snatched that thing right off.
I was like
hot both ways, that motherfucker.
I know. It's really,
but that's how
really
men should
rude.
If men are gonna wear pieces, develop that relationship with it. We're like, we all know it's a
exactly.
It's fun.
It is fun. It's
a way. But dyeing your hair is fun.
Yeah.
That's not quote unquote real. Who cares?
Oh my God. You should totally have it. He has some great perspectives
right,
on the industry.
Guest.
Marco, if you're listening, we'd love to have you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should jerk off before we do that episode.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Cut that out.
No, don't cut it out. People
keep
know
it
who you are.
Yeah. Exactly.
You are allowed to be a guest, but you do have some sex ahead of you here.
Yes.
You're going to have to rail this pig on the couch while I talk about the weather.
She only lasts 12 seconds and then she goes down for a nap.
So, okay. So I noticed you said earlier that you kind of have one of your dream attributes for a man would be to not watch Drag Race. Mm-hmm. Any other things on the menu, dream wish list for the man?
Maybe not quite as severe as Violet, but a sense of style.
Yeah. And you're not quite as uncompromising as she, right?
Well, she was like, you can be butt ugly, but if you have a cute belt.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. It gives a lot of hope.
I love that too. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm the same way. For me, it's not as much as like, you need to be wearing this brand or this label or something, but you need to, I really respect and appreciate someone and I'm attracted to someone who knows how to dress themselves. Like
us.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know,
thoughtful, effortless. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's different when it comes to like drag too, because for me, it's not like if you're a drag queen, more often than not, I'm thinking about it in drag for you.
Yes.
Rather than out of drag because, you know.
Could you date another drag queen?
No.
Okay.
And I have.
Okay.
I just, for me, I'm
a person. I couldn't either. RuPaul.
That RuPaul. Yeah. Can you imagine? Oh my God.
Transgenerational love story.
Yes. May, December drag romance. My God.
Mama, that's January and December.
Yeah.
You're wondering why I didn't win.
Oh my God.
I would say that, yeah. So that it's just, I just love someone who smells good too.
Oh yeah.
Picks a good fragrance.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I am a snob for fragrances. And dude, because I'm a smoker, it's very important to me to
for someone else to smell good.
No.
Because I smell like shit.
No, because I always smell like shit. So I have to, there's always a fragrance at arm's reach. And yeah, like, but in, if I see a Dracard Noir on the shelf, I don't like
well,
that.
Oddly enough, another thing I'm attracted to is like the smell of smoke on someone too.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, but you'd take the smell of cologne smoke with a little Tom Ford, yeah, and then you're good to
were
go.
Were you white trash?
No.
Oh.
I was white picket fence.
I've been with guys where they have like liquor on their breath, and I'm like, why does this turn me off?
Well, I love white trash. Because you've had a troubled past.
I love guys who smell good. Something I always first liked about David was he just always has like cologne on,
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me too. The first guy I fell in love with. Yeah. Incredible.
Well, thank you for coming all the way over.
Yeah, of course.
This is fantastic. It was so much fun.
I had a good time.
Where can the children find you?
Well, I'm on a hiatus right now, so nowhere.
But online.
I'm just kidding.
did you delete your account? Oh my God. Yeah,
you that would be
so chic.
I'm honestly, Instagram is the main portfolio for me right now. So you can find me at the GG Good there. Twitter is my hell.
You do those damn TikToks with the shoes?
No.
Kick the shoes? Thank God.
There is someone who took my name and has like 70,000 followers on TikTok. So props to them. But
No. You write TikTok and you get the name I did. I used to be Trixie Mattel 8. And I got Trixie Mattel.
But I don't want TikTok.
Okay, good. Then don't have it. But can I get it? I mean, I love being Frederica.
Do you want mine?
No.
That would be fantastic.
You can have mine.
Now we're talking.
You can have mine.
Okay,
that is so confusing and weird.
Okay.
Can you guys have each other's?
That would be incredible.
And it's never explained.
That would be incredible. It would never show our faces.
The GG Good, and it's just you being like, woke up today feeling GG. Hashtag me. Like, feeling GG.
It's just recording you.
I'm not
feeling me.
I'm good. It's you and the baby filter. It me, Gigi. That is so funny. Okay, bye.
Bye.